Suspected terrorists being held at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, will be granted the right to appeal their detentions. That announcement came today from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. In a speech to the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce, Rumsfeld defended a system that allows detainees to be held indefinitely without trial. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Some 650 detainees, most of whom were captured in the fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan, are being held in the U.S. maximum security prison at Guantanamo Bay. Human rights groups and even some U.S. allies have criticized the long-term detentions without benefit of lawyers or trials. But Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said the Guantanamo prisoners will be held until such date as the U.S. determines that they no longer pose a terrorist threat.
We need to keep in mind that the people in U.S. custody are not there because they stole a car. They're enemy combatants and terrorists who are being detained for acts of war against our country. And that is why different rules have to apply.
However, Rumsfeld says the United States will establish a new panel to review the case of each detainee once a year. If new information indicates the person is no longer a threat, Rumsfeld says he will be released. The Third Geneva Convention allows prisoners of war to be held until a conflict ends, but the war on terrorism has no determinate end, hence the controversy. Ruth Wedgwood, a professor of international law at Johns Hopkins University, says the review system should quell some of the criticism of U.S. policy.
There will be some structured, visible process of review to say to a young man who was seduced by Al-Qaeda, look, we're going to see if you are still intending to go back to fight or whether, in fact, you would stay demobilized. And that, I think, is, again, necessary to make this credible to our allies, to the public. It's fair to the people who were caught.
In his speech, Rumsfeld gave the first insight into the interagency process by which the United States determines which detainees should be sent to Guantanamo and, once there, whether they pose enough of a threat to warrant confinement on an indefinite basis. Rumsfeld says that once a review panel determines that a prisoner does pose a continued threat, the person will be tried by a military tribunal or sent back to his home country for prosecution. The Supreme Court is expected to rule this year whether the indefinite detention of the Guantanamo prisoners is allowed under the U.S. Constitution. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.